Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, for yet another fantastic interview. Fans, whether you like the Spectre or not, once you get past this practical joking and purple hair, you begin to realize that there is a very, very dangerous wrestler inside his mind. On the subject of dangerous wrestlers, Ulfric has just entered the squared circle, and it's time for ring announcer Michael Stuffer to introduce our first combatant. Take it away, Stuffer!
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is scheduled for one fall and will yield for the winner a chance to be wrestling for the vacated WWE Heavyweight Championship. Already in the ring, he gives us no information other than his name. This is Ulfric!
So Ulfric came into WWE with a ton of heat and thus far has produced very little in terms of entertainment value. Some say Ulfric is completely overwhelmed here in WWE, saying that the talent level is greater than anything he ever expected by far in the entire world. But like Rick Ulfric's chances in this match or not, you have to still respect his legendary status as a professional wrestler. Because if you don't, you just might be another victim of the electric chair. The lights have gone out, and as the crashing of thunder rumbles around the arena, this entire place has been bathed in a dim purple glow. An eerie blue haze now hangs over the center of the ring, and this has to be one of the most bizarre entrances I have seen in WWE in a long time. As the smoke fills the entranceway, there he stands. Here comes the Spectre through the curtains, and look at that wild, deranged look in his eyes. You just can't help but notice the devious grin plastered on his face, and believe it or not, Spectre is now wheeling a popcorn machine down to the ringside area. The guy is getting into the ring with Ulfric, and all he can think about is eating popcorn? You gotta be kidding me. Parking the machine outside the ring, Spectre continues to keep his eye completely focused on Ulfric, who is now pacing back and forth. As he makes his way up the stairs, you can hear the crowd continuing to boo the arrival of the Spectre. Entering via the middle ropes, here comes the Spectre into the ring and pointing to the turnbuckles. Oh, lightning shoots into the corners and turning in Undertaker-like fashion towards Rick Ulfric. I think even Ulfric is freaked out. Lord knows I am.
And his opponent, he comes to us from the darkest and deepest parts of your mind and hails from a land where fears are born. Ladies and gentlemen, making his WWE debut, this is the Spectre!
Folks, I have just been told that Mr. Batista, eWrestling.org owner's limo has arrived at the building, and security is now rushing out there to make sure the suspended owner is prohibited from entering the arena. I'm not sure why Mr. Batista would even attempt to embarrass himself by showing up, but look at, there he is! As you can see it on the Ovaltron, his limousine is indeed here!
I said accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
Wait a minute! I thought Rick wasn't going to wrestle tonight. What's this all about? Ulfric looks confused as I am, and Rick Righteous's entrance music is playing, and I don't know what to expect. I guess the former World Heavyweight Champion with the shot at the WWE Heavyweight title decided that it was in his best interest to come down to the ringside area and try to secure this spot for himself. I don't know. The curtains are still. Oh! Spectre attacks from behind with a dropkick, forcing Ulfric into the corner with the thud, and the Spectre is laughing. You know what? I think I know why. I think the Spectre was the one who asked for Rick Righteous's music to be played. The referee has called for the bell, and my God, what a clever display of deception on the part of the Spectre to gain the advantage in this contest. Hard forearm to the side of Ulfric's head and spinning Ulfric around. Spectre plants a boot into the midsection, thrusting Ulfric's head between his eyes. Spectre lifts up Ulfric into the air and down with a powerbomb into the corner, and just see the ring shake. My God, what force from the Spectre. And Ulfric, folks, Ulfric looks hurt. The Spectre wastes no time tying Ulfric to the tree of woe and pounding away with the soles of his wrestling boots. The Spectre begins to stomp a muddle in the dazed Ulfric. Ulfric topples from the turnbuckle and dragging him back into the center of the ring. Spectre sinks into a limb, stretching electric crab. Look at Spectre really crying into the holes, and the referee is now asking Rick Ulfric if he wants to quit. Uh-oh, for some reason, Spectre just broke the hold. What's he doing? Hey, Spectre, you could have won the match. Why are you going through the ropes? Folks, Spectre has gone through the ropes and down onto the ringside floor, and believe it or not, the Spectre is now making popcorn. He decided to pop corn. Hey, Spectre, you're in a wrestling match. Do you know what you're doing? No, I don't want any popcorn. Get back in the ring. Chef Spectre turns back towards the square circle. Oh! Ulfric just clotheslined Spectre through the popcorn machine. Did you see that awesome suicide dive? My God, what a move by Ulfric. Spectre's now screaming that the hot butter has scalded his skin, but Ulfric is in no mood to show any mercy right now. Slam under the distorted glass of the popcorn machine, and look at the Spectre arching his back in pain, and folks, the Spectre doesn't appear to be laughing now. Off the small mat and locking his massive arms around the Spectre, Ulfric rotates into an impressive belly-to-belly suplex, and folks, you can now see why Rick Ulfric is considered one of the most dangerous wrestlers in the business. Scoop slam by Ulfric, and it's not over yet. He's rolling the Spectre back into the ring and getting up onto the apron. It looks like Ulfric's going to slingshot himself over the ropes. Leg drop misses the Spectre, and stumbling up to his feet, holding his lower back. Here comes Spectre. Oh, clothesline from the side, magically decapitates Ulfric, and down onto the canvas with a desperation clothesline. Look at Spectre. He looks furious. Ulfric has now managed to get to all fours, and look at the Spectre go to work with a series of axe handles to the back. Kick to the head flattens Ulfric onto the canvas, and fans, the Spectre's mild sense of humor has just turned into one of frightening rage. Yanking Ulfric up by the hair, Spectre loops his arm over the head and cranking his opponent up into the air. Spectre looks like he's going for a suplex. No, reversal in the air, down onto the logo with the killer flapjack. My God, did you see that move from the Spectre? Now that's talent. Hook of the leg and the cover in the count. One, two, three. Now Ulfric gets his shoulder up, folks, and this one's going to continue. Rolling to the outside, it appears that the Spectre is still hungry, and believe it or not, he's bringing a box of popcorn into the ring with him. Hey, Spectre, did he learn from the last time? He's jamming the popcorn into his mouth like he hasn't eaten in 10 days, and he's going to the electric chair. Oh, my, oh, he's offering the referee. The referee doesn't want any popcorn. Ulfric from behind with the sleeper hold, and the Spectre is now in deep trouble once again. Oh, Spectre slams a box of popcorn into the head of Ulfric, and for some reason, Ulfric has crippled down onto the canvas. Oh my God, folks. Ulfric is bleeding. He's busted open. I'm completely confused. It was a box of popcorn, not a steel chair. Spectre places a box of popcorn in the corner and hoisting Ulfric up into a modified widow's peak. Steps down guillotine, and this one's over. No one kicks out from that move. One, two, three, and this match is over, folks. The Spectre has earned himself a chance to become the WWE Heavyweight Champion at our next iPay-Per-View.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall and new number one contender for the WWE Heavyweight Championship, the Spectre!
Exiting the ring with a smile on his face, here comes the Spectre to my announcer's table. And hey, I'll give it up to you, Spectre. That was a nice match. It really was. Yeah, sure. Give me the popcorn. What the hell? Oh, my. Hey, you cheated. This box isn't made out of cardboard. It's made out of cement. Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. What do you say to a guy like that? I mean, he's got more tricks than Sarah Richards on a Saturday night. Folks, we have to go to a commercial break, but when we return, it's going to be Todd Knight defending his newly won WWE World Television Championship against the crippler Matt McClain. We'll see you in a few.
Hey, this popcorn ain't too bad.